You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. There are a lot of ways to spell the word whoa.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
This week, we have a question from Annette from New Jersey. Annette actually sent us a couple of questions. I don't think we're going to be able to get to both of them, but we're going to start with this one. Annette says, it seems like there are many ways to spell whoa. Annette actually gives two examples, W-H-O-A, W-H-O-A-H, and I think you've got another spelling.
Oh, I have many. Rebecca, how do you spell it?
Well, it took me a minute because now I feel like I'm questioning my spelling, but I think had no one said anything to me about this word, I probably would have just spelt it W-H-O-A.
And that is how I spell it. It is the standardized spelling. The Associated Press provides that as the spelling. Merriam-Webster does, although you will also find variants in dictionaries. And we can come back to all the different ways to spell this. But let's start with where it comes from. It is an interjection, and it started with horses or other animals, a command to stop or stand still, which for all of us who've ridden horses, we know, you know, whoa, gotta stop. It shows up by the 15th century, and it looks like it's a variant of ho, H-O. Now, by the 19th century, whoa is used more generally as a way to get people's attention and then to express surprise or interest or that you're impressed, maybe even alarmed. And I found myself thinking about all the different ways that I use whoa. So, Rebecca, one of them for me is surprise or I'm impressed, that I could just say, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's almost like a tiny little bit of shock. Like, whoa, are you kidding me?
Oh, I love that. And then there's whoa in the sense of alarm. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, something's wrong. But I was realizing that I think I also use it if things are getting heated, like an argument's starting to get heated, or I'm worried that somebody's about to say something offensive and I may interject a, whoa, hang on.
Yeah, let's slow down here. Let's take a break and think about this. Yeah, I use it that way too.
Right, and there we can see that slow down version. And I thought I also might do that if, let's imagine someone told me some really big good news and then they just kept going. And I might say, whoa, that's a big deal. Let's pause there for a minute and celebrate that thing. Now, if we return to Annette's question about spelling, we've got W-H-O-A as the standardized spelling, but you also have W-O-A-H, W-H-O-A-H. Historically, we've got W-H-O-O, W-H-O-H, W-H-O-E. The list just goes on and on.
That's too many different spellings with too many of the same letters. I'm almost inclined to go with the one that has E because it's a standout.
And on Away with Words, the radio program with Grant Barrett and Martha Barnett, they note that we may have so many spellings because this was largely an oral interjection. And we're only now starting to see it get written down more because it shows up in social media and on the internet. And the spelling W-O-A-H has become more and more common in social media. You'll see it on memes. And interestingly, Merriam-Webster has a blog called Words We're Watching, and they are watching the spelling W-O-A-H because, as they note, it's been increasing since around 1990. We can find the spelling back to the 18th century, but on the internet, you see it increasing, and so they're watching it to see if it should be added as a more standard spelling.
All right. Well, as I said, Annette did have another question, but I'm just going to have to say, whoa, and we will get to it next week. Thanks so much, Ann.
Talk to you next week.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. we look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.